called a chimney, but I know it was quite common within the area that it was known as chimbley.
Chimbley?
Chimbley.
Right.
As though there were an L in it.
Would that be the same if, for example, if you had a big brickyard or something, you know, and it had a huge one? Would you call that a chimney also?
I would say dependent upon size. If it was big, it was a smokestack. If it was small, it would be a chimney.
Okay. Usually there's a shelf above your fireplace. What do you call that?
Mantle.
Pardon?
Mantle.
Oh, I see. And did you have any special types of substance or wood or anything that you used to start your fire with?
We call them lighter knots. These local pine trees, if you cut them green and let the wood sit for a period of time, it would burn pretty well. But a tree that had blown down years before and had laid on the ground or had been burnt years before and killed, that char would preserve that sap inside of it. And this would be real fat, what we call lighter pine, or lighter knots. The damn stuff was so damn hard, you try to chop it. And I cut every goddamn, from the time I was 7 years old, I guess, I cut every bit of wood we burned in our fireplace. And you'd cut that damn stuff into logs and then put a wedge in it to try to split it. And you hit that wedge a little bit off-center and that goddamn thing would sail 100 yards through the palettes. I mean, the stuff was just tremendously hard. But it would burn like nothing you ever saw. You could take and stick a match to a splinter, and that damn thing would burn just like the match itself when you first lit it. I mean, just so full of fat and pine rosin. And that was what you always used to start the fire with.
And what would you keep using after you got the fire started?
Well, whatever you had. The recently cut pine or the live oak was a good burning wood. And those were the two main woods that you used. I mean, either pine, the native pine itself, or live oak.
What other kind of trees did you have around here that you can recall? I mean, you know, they were indigenous.
Well, outside of the citrus, your primary trees, of course, in this area were pines and live oak.
Well,
in some of the lower sections or hammocks, you had gumbo limbo.
Now, what's that related to?
It's a very softwood tree. I really don't know what the hell it is related to. Damn thing's very, very brittle. It was no good for firewood, but they grew into a sizable tree. But a storm or anything, it'll tear the hell out of it. And then, of course, you had strangler figs, which were almost always referred to as rubber trees.
Mm-hmm. But actually, they were just a vine that attached to another tree, weren't they?
Well, the strangler fig itself was a vine that was attached to another tree, but then very similar to it, of course, was your banyan. There's probably seven or eight different varieties that are closely related within the same family, and I don't think anybody ever distinguished between them. I mean, they just called them rubber trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about now? Did you have any distinctions between palm trees, or did you just say that that's a palm tree, or did you distinguish between
them? No. You had this distinction, I think. You distinguished the coconut palm, which was a coconut tree. Your royal palm, which was always a royal palm, and all your other your cabbage palmetto or cabbage palm was generally distinguished. Your other varieties of palm generally were pretty well lumped together, I think.
Did you ever eat any swamp cabbage? Yeah.
Although it was not commonly used around here, I probably did not ever